You are listening to the Archery Maniacs Podcast.
This is Remy Warren.
I am Rihanna Carey.
My name is Adam Foss.
This is Paul Tedford, professional archer.
Hey everyone, I'm Christy Titus, and you are listening to Archery Maniac.
We cover everything archery, from the hunting side to the tournament side, with stories, tips and tactics, gear reviews, and more.
That helped my tuning game so much when I made sure that all my arrows were square.
And I'm just staring into his eyes. Blood's dripping off of its tines. Mud is everywhere.
The clarity these mavens offer is amazing.
I'm just like Spider-Man, you know, on this rock, you know, just laying there.
Belly crawling in there, and I can barely fit in there, and I can hear the cat growling at me.
So I put my hand on his shoulder and pushed him, and we just ran at this elephant.
Welcome back, Archery Maniacs, to Full Draw Fitness. Stephen Courtney from Elevation Fitness Training. What are we talking about today?
I think we're going to talk about Total Archery Challenge and Northwest Mountain Challenge. 3D season is upon us.
It is.
Time to get out and shoot your bows.
Heck yeah, and I'm super excited.
I wish I could like see an audience right now and go like, raise their hands. Like, how many people shoot year-round? How many people shoot right before season? You know, like, I wish I could know because It's funny. I hear a lot of people talk about, or I'll get comments on something, people saying, like, I dust my bow off 2 weeks before season, and then I, you know, dial it in for broadheads. I don't understand that breed of people. No offense if that's who you are. I just don't get that.
But a little bit of offense, because if you're going to have an opportunity to harvest an animal, you should probably do it justice and stay in practice.
Here's the devil's advocate side of me, though, because I grew up as a rifle hunter. I didn't just shoot my rifle all year long. I made sure, you know, a month before season that it was still dialed in.
Right.
So I guess I can see maybe how, you know, for somebody who shoots their bow, they archery hunt. I guess I could see how maybe it's not that you're just crazy passionate about shooting your bow all the time. It's about that's your method for harvesting your animal. So I guess I can kind of see that. Still don't get it, but it is what it is.
Yeah. You know, my personal opinion is that there's way more variables to shooting a bow than there is a rifle. I feel like I could pick my rifle up and go out and, you know.
I agree.
Math and ballistics and, you know.
Yeah.
There's definitely skill to shooting a rifle, no doubt about it. And it's really fun. But for me, personally, I need to shoot my bow all the time to feel confident that no matter what the scenario brings, I can get the job done. So, which brings us to our topic of 3D shoots, 3D season. We're actually going to take off tomorrow and do the Bend Super Shoot.
Yep.
Which is going to be really fun.
Yep.
Courtney's first event back. And, yeah, man, we can go meet up with some friends, make some new friends, maybe even knock out a podcast there, which would be fun. But yeah, 3D, which bow are you going to take?
3D is a lot of fun. I'm going to take the Realm X.
Yeah.
It's set for 45 pounds right now. My Rain 7 is set at 51 in... Just got to understand that limitation right now, You know, with a lot of reps, that the lower poundage right now is optimal for me. What was your first 3D shoot that you did? First ever 3D shoot,
I think I was 6. And there was a place called Apple Archery in Galesburg, Michigan, which was probably 30 miles from where I grew up. It was indoor, and I'd never seen a foam target, and I want to say it was like a beaver or some kind of small animal. And the only thing I'd ever shot at prior to that was this, I don't even know what it was, to be honest with you, this huge round, it looked like a round bale, but it was foam. It was some kind of, something my dad brought home from work, right, in the 80s. And he hung targets on it. You just, you know, push pin targets on there for us. And it was super heavy, and it took my brother and I both to move it around so we could mow and whatever. That was the only target I ever shot at. And then he introduced us to this indoor archery league, And I think you had to be 4 or 5 or something. My brother, I think, was 4, and I was 7 when I started that league, or 6 or something. And it was your traditional ring target on hay bales at 10 yards and 20 yards. I mean, growing up in Michigan, I had a 20-yard pin.
Yeah.
You know, what else do you need, right? You aim a little bit high if it was 25 yards. But then this guy brings out this 3D, I'm making finger quotes right now if you can't see this, this 3D target. And everyone is like, oh, what is that? You know? And I think it was like a raccoon or something. And he sits it out there and it's such a small target, right? And there's no backdrop behind it. And you're like, oh my gosh. And I remember this one kid just lets it fly, just sends it. No one on the range said, everyone was back behind the line, but no one on the range said, okay, you know, shoot. But this kid wanted to be the first person to ever shoot this target. And I remember it was like, you know, somebody dropping a bomb or something in a quiet room and everybody looking at that person going, how dare you? Because he just, I don't think he could control it. And everybody wanted to shoot it bad. And so
it's
that
like
was
archery Tourette's.
It was like, ah, totally, yeah. Totally. Like Brood Outdoors during the full drop that is Glass Flares. So then, you know, they started introducing these 3D targets, and which was a double-edged sword because now all of a sudden those paper targets are boring. Right. Those things are boring, right. You know. And, you know, the first one I think I went to had maybe like 8 targets and you walk through and then you just walk the second time around, you'd go at a different angle or whatever it was. And so, yeah, I think, how about you?
My first 3D shoot was in 2016. I think. And it was, the Western Classic. In Reading.
Oh, right on. Reading, yeah. Wow, go big. First time.
And I remember people saying, this is your first 3D shoot? Do you realize this is the biggest outdoor 3D shoot that there is? And I was like,
in the world.
Yeah,
not in the nation, but in the world. Yeah.
That was really fun. Got to shoot with a great group of people. And it's fun because it allows you to like put, you know, more-ish real-life scenarios and shots on, you know, 3D targets.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it can be really fun to shoot paper. And, of course, hitting an X is always awesome. But when you get to hit, you know, a perfect vital shot on, you know, a big game animal, that's a lot of fun. So I really enjoyed that. We didn't get to make it this year because of, you know, surgery stuff. But 3D shoots are a ton of fun.
Yeah,
they really are. So it was 3 years to three – to 2016 when I did hoodoo for the first time. And you were in Michigan and I was like, I'm gonna go up there and oh my gosh, the Northwest Mountain Challenge at Hoodoo was awesome. It's such a family event. There's lots of kids there, families. The course was great. And it was pretty tough terrain. You know, you're shooting off of you know, essentially a ski course.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either riding the gondola up there or you're, you know, hiking up depending on which course you're shooting. And then last year we got to go to TAC at the Bird in Utah.
So much fun, yeah.
And we took the boys and, man, they were little troopers up there. It's a lot of fun. Again, lots of families, lots of people, you know, staying, making a weekend out of it. And mm-hmm. And we really look forward to doing those. For me, it's the highlight of summer is getting to go on those. And this year we're going to do Total Archery Challenge. And we're going to go to Montana and do Big Sky as well.
Yep. So yeah, that's right. So last year we made it to Hoodoo. We only shot one course. We went and had a Maven Optics booth. So we manned the booth and it just happened to fall on the same weekend as Train to Hunt Oregon. So we got up and we shuttled 2 hours to basically to support all of our athletes and Train to Hunt because we love everybody, you know, in Train to Hunt. Support everybody there and run around, and we probably ran more miles than everyone else there, just running water and laps and whatever. And then back to man the booth, and we finally got to shoot with some of our awesome friends, Scotty Carr and Beth and those guys, or Brooke and Tim.
Yeah.
the Northwest Mountain Challenge. And then the next one.
Well, we got to do the Night Course, too. Oh, no, we did the Night Course at Stevens Pass.
Yep. Okay, so the other Northwest Mountain Challenge that we got to do, which hopefully we're going to do again this year, is Stevens Pass, Washington, which was epic.
Stevens Pass was no joke. So I have to interject here and say, so we came, so we did the bird.
Yep. So that's Snowbird in Salt Lake City, Utah, 10,000 feet.
So it was almost at 11,000, if I remember correctly. So you ride the gondola up and then you shoot the courses down. We didn't do the Sitka course, which from what I heard was the most brutal out of all of them. But we did the other courses. And it was great. It was a good time. Awesome course. Great people. Really love what they're doing with that.
Physically demanding.
Physically demanding. So we went from there at that elevation to Stevens Pass. And I don't recall the elevation there, but holy freaking crap. That was a tough course. That one was very physically demanding. I would say way more so than the bird.
I remember even saying that morning that we just got bombed by our cat, which that's what she does. You know, I think we were, it was Brooke and Tim Smith, Courtney and I, and it was early morning and we were supposed to go on a hike, some crazy hike with a bunch of our friends. And we missed that. Unfortunately, they left a little early. But we were kind of going, hey, what do you think this course is going to be like? And I specifically remember, which I could have put my foot in my mouth or my boot, there's no way that it's going to be anything like TAC. And holy crap.
It was awesome.
I actually
just went through photos a few weeks ago on that same course. And I have so many videos of you falling down.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you're like sliding down the mountain. Brooke's falling. At one point, you're using a rope to like, you know, get across this one pretty gnarly area with a bunch of thick underbrush. And that big scree area with all the rocks. And it was
gnarly.
It was something.
It's not for the faint of heart.
And a lot of courses, you know, are like either you're ascending or descending. And on this course, it was very much... you are doing both. You're going to climb up and then you're come back down and then you're going to go back up and then down. And it was, you know, there was a lot to it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was a great course.
It was great. The mosquitoes sucked. So anybody going there this year, bring some jungle juice or, some, what was it? A Thermacell? Everybody was using Thermacells and those tend to work really well. I've never tried one personally. So, probably going to grab one of those before we go because we were almost carried off by mosquitoes, but, looking forward to doing that one again. And then the Total Archery Challenges, Sean DeGray, who is a freaking awesome human being, hilarious and a very nice guy, puts on an amazing event. And I'll tell you what, that must be stressful. Cause that was a big production. Yeah.
That was a big one.
So we went to, like Courtney's saying, Snowbird in Salt Lake City, Utah, and had a blast, you know, did the Maven booth. And actually, our kids shot more than we did. 8 and 11, they did 3 different courses, I believe.
Yeah.
And were troopers. So we're going to add the Big Sky Montana shoot after the bird this year, which is going to be really exciting. So really looking forward to that.
The thing I really, you know, enjoy about them is that the environment in which you get to like do some real life practicing, it's fun. You know, I hear a lot of people like, you know, I don't know if it's excuses or, you know, their limitation, but they're like, man, well, I don't know. I'm not dialed out that far, or then scoot up.
Right.
Like one of the things about TAC that was really nice is like, nobody's running around with scorecards, you know, going for a certain score. They are going for the shot that they can do and where they feel, you know, comfortable or where they want to stretch things out. So, you know, if there's a 93 yard shot and you don't have that down or you can't shoot that far, then go up to the next
move
stake.
Up.
I mean, it's not like,
go to 92. Come on. Not that big of a deal.
there's not pressure, you know, to win it.
Right.
You know, it's everybody's having a good time. You're shooting with a group of friends. You get to see some beautiful country. You know, practice some longer shots. I love the long shots. Mm-hmm. It's a fun challenge.
Sorry, we're getting kitty bombed. She likes to groom herself via couch on the podcast, so to bump her.
She likes being at the center of attention.
She does, for sure. So yeah, going into this year, we obviously spent all day yesterday getting the bows dialed in, a little bit of tuning. We shoot so much that, you know, it's important for me, in my opinion, for us to get in. We've got such a great support system through Bowtech, the factory pro shop. Mike, Josh, Jeremiah, man, they keep our stuff dialed. And the good thing is being so familiar with those bows, and they're so tunable, being the Rain 7
they
or the Realm-X,
so tunable,
that you can tell if there's a little something off, if the timing is a little off, which mine was, and, you know, what might need to be adjusted, and then having, you know, your transition from shooting with a mouth tab and then back to the release, we had a lot of work to do with yours, and you swap your string out on the rain pretty quick, which was nice. So going into this season, knowing that you do have a repetition max, right? You can't shoot three arrows at every target because we're going to be shooting a lot of targets. What's your plan? What's your strategy? What are you looking forward to? What do you think the challenges will be?
I'm looking forward to just kind of stretching it out. And, you know, we have some 3D targets in the backyard and stuff, but just getting to shoot a big variety, you know, lots of different angles, incline, decline. You know, when you're shooting like off camber like that, when there's a lot of different, you know, topography, things change. And so it's one thing to go out in our backyard and shoot, you know, we can shoot out to probably almost 200 yards.
Yeah.
Not that we can, but we, you know.
But we'll try.
During the summer, we shoot out to 100 yards. But there's a difference between doing that on flat ground and then going out, you know, to something like the Total Archery Challenge and doing that when everything's, you know, off camber. And so that for me is a lot of fun. I think the biggest challenge is going to be the courses, just navigating them physically. You know, side hilling is one of those things where a lot of people will prepare for a season. They might do some hikes. They might throw some weight in a backpack. But what a lot of people miss is the, you know, side hilling. You know, navigating over roots or downfall or, you know, underbrush and that kind of stuff. And so I think, you know, it's one thing to go out and do some hikes, but when you're putting that to work in, you know, not optimal conditions and with more than just, you know, a hill climb, your body responds, you know, to that. There's a physical burden there.
Oh, for sure.
So
yeah.
I think that physically it's going to be much more difficult than it was last year, obviously.
Yeah.
What about for you?
You know, my setup is pretty similar to the rain. I went with a little bit different sight. I've been using a Fast Eddie roller for 3 or 4 years now. I absolutely love it. 3 pins. For me, ever since I had LASIK surgery, if I have more than 3 pins, I lose my objective. And so, I've been working with a lot of different peep sizes. I've never really been too interested in a single pin slider system, but the new the new Spot Hog single actually has it's a 2-pin setup, a 2 vertical pin mm-hmm. stacked setup, and I really enjoy that a lot. I also like the fact that the pin isn't very big; it's really small. So for me, I'm really interested in. I found out also 2 days ago that I had the wrong tape on there. I was a little bit too slow of a tape. So when I stretched it out a little bit, I was shooting high. So, I put a faster tape on it, meaning that, you know, my yardages are going to be closer together because that bow's shooting really fast. It's, you know, somewhere 325 to 340, something like that. So I'm really excited to shoot. It would be the first 3D shoot that I've done with that bow. To me, that bow feels like the Realm-X is what I'm saying. Feels like a target bow or a hunting bow with target bow accuracy. It does exactly what you want it to do. It's predictable. It's so smooth. I love the draw cycle that bow. But I'm really excited about, I worked some kinks out too. I've had neck issues for a while. And I've noticed that drawing my bow in a certain fashion has been bothering that left side trap and, you know, scaling and all that stuff. So I'm excited to put a new technique that I kind of started working out yesterday, which is, you know, to 20 and 30 yards has proven to work really well. My neck hasn't bothered me as much. So kind of all those things together, just getting out, you know, being able to shoot you and I again, and hike together is going to be a lot of fun. I miss that because we did a ton of that last year. And then we're going to meet up with a bunch of people, you know, at some point, whether they know it or not, over there. So that'll be great. I think in the big picture, you know, our kids have been shooting a lot. We're, you know, really trying to encourage them to get out and shoot their bow by, you know, just making sure their bows are tuned. Just kind of, you know, encouraging that focus and repetition, all that kind of stuff. So it'll be fun to take them. And it's a road trip. Every time you go on a 3D shoot, it's a road trip anyway, which is what I live for. So
yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of fun. You know, I think it's originally when we were looking at TAC and talking about, you know, making it the family trip for this year, for the summer and you know, bringing the boys, I was like a little worried, you know, that's serious terrain. You know, will they be able to make it at 8 and 11? You know, will that be like a quarter way down the mountain, them going like, I'm over it.
Because Brody, our 11-year-old, actually had altitude sickness when we took that first gondola ride up, and he had no idea what it was. Yeah. He was not feeling good, so it took a couple thousand feet coming down for him to feel a bit better.
Yeah, but I mean, I would definitely encourage, you know, people to get out there and to do it, to come to the events, you know, even like the Northwest Mountain Challenge at Stevens Pass. There's one at Tamarack, and then here in Oregon at Hoodoo. You know, just get out there and try it. You can spend 3 days doing it, or you can go and do a course, right? You know, so.
And take your kids.
Yeah.
There's kids courses, especially at TAC. And, you know, like Courtney was saying before, get out there and change the range. You're not going to run into people that are like, oh, you have to let your kid walk 20 yards closer. No, these are archers. This is the bow hunting community. They're friendly people. You know, we're all out there. You know, it's a unified thing.
It's a great way to connect and to mingle with like-minded people.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so especially if you're close in the area and all you feel like you may be able to do is go over and shoot the practice course, do that. Nobody's going to know. And then you get to mingle with like-minded people. You can, you know, meet other people from your area. Take the kids. One of the really fun courses on, the Northwest Mountain Challenge is the night course.
Oh man. So much fun.
It's lighted knocks, and each of the targets, which I feel like they're probably all like 30 and in, maybe 35 and in, they're lit up with like either a flashlight or a glow stick or something. So
it's so cool.
You know, it's a lot of fun. People have a good time with that one.
Sometimes the people you go with shoot your lighted knocks on the first or second, right? Brooke Smith.
It's a really good, it's a good target. I mean, it's already lit up for you. So might as well just aim for that.
She Robin Hooded my arrow. I shot first.
That's
and
right.
She hit. That's, yeah.
That's
that was
so
a good
funny.
One.
Yeah. It's a good time. So highly suggest getting out there, you know, for people who are asking for recommendations on, you know, how to get more involved in archery, or how, you know, you are an archer, but you're wanting to switch to bow hunting. Like, this is really good practice, more practical scenarios and shooting. So, would definitely encourage people to get out and get involved there. You can pick up a 3D card and figure out where the local shoots are, get online for your area, find stuff out that way, go to your local archery shop, bow shop, and, figure that out.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, before we wrap this up, make sure to check out the Northwest Mountain Challenge.
Yep.
And is it still Tyler that's running that?
I'm drawing a blank. I think it's Tyler.
Okay.
So there's one in Hoodoo, Oregon. That's going to be this next weekend, June 1st.
June 1st.
And then there's Stevens Pass, which I believe is in July.
Which is in Washington.
I don't have the dates.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Tamarack in Idaho. And I've heard really, really great things about the Tamarack course. We haven't been there. But I've heard awesome things. I think that's one of their bigger events.
I think so too. And it's Idaho, which is Idaho's yeah. awesome. So.
And then, you know, as far as the Total Archery Challenge, there are challenges all over. I mean, there's one. They're everywhere.
Pennsylvania, Texas,
South Dakota,
Utah, Montana. There's probably one on the moon. Who knows? Sean DeGray goes big. So
yeah.
Look him up.
So check those out. You know, and again, there's a lot of local stuff, so you don't really have to travel too far to find something. I guess that's kind of the topic of the day. It was just talking about 3D courses, and they're definitely a benefit to bow hunting and improving, you know, your shooting. And you know, so the one that we're going to this weekend is the Bend Super Shoot, and it's all unmarked.
Right.
No rangefinders, all unmarked.
Up to 50, I think, is what.
And then over 50, yeah. they do mark the range. But that's a fun challenge in itself, too, because it's easy to pick up a rangefinder and go, okay, that's 47 yards. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to actually force yourself to get in the habit of, you know, identifying those different ranges is obviously, you know, we know very beneficial. So, yeah, good practice. Practice how you play.
Yeah, and I think that's really good for hunting, too, right? One thing that I was taught as a pretty young hunter was I never used a rangefinder until I was probably past my 30s. I never used a rangefinder, right? I was in sports my entire life. I played football my entire life. I know what 10 yards looks like. I know what 20 yards looks like, right? So when I would ever wonder how do you range something? This trad archer that, man, he killed everything with his traditional bow. He said, look at whatever it is you're shooting at, whether it's a target or an animal. Now look at the halfway point. So if you think something's 50 yards and you look at what you think's halfway and that looks more like 12 to 15 yards, it's probably not 50 yards, right? So if that halfway distance looks like it's 20 yards, then you know that it's within 40 yards and you can, you know, if you're splitting pins or gapping or whatever, rolling your sight, however you do it. If you're a trad guy and you're doing a point on or whatever it is. Or if you, let's say you've played football or you've played soccer or whatever, and you know these 10 yard increments. You can take those and say, okay, well, there's a tree, which looks like it's 10 yards away. How many of those distances can I put in this void until that? Right. And so that's kind of something that I've always used, and it's worked for me pretty well. But the best way for me to do it, and try this, you know, when you're at home with your target or whatever, go to a spot if you have the availability and don't mark it. Look at how far you think that is, and then look at the 50% point. Guess that range.
Yeah.
And then double it. Right? Make it a little bit easier so it's not like 47 or 50.
Another fun way to practice at home, and we haven't done this for a little while. I haven't. You've done it a couple months back or whatever, but you go to your target and then you grab your arrows and you just kind of pitch them.
Yeah.
You pitch them to different spots in the yard, you know, and then you walk to that. And, you know, before you really evaluate the yardage, you pick it up, you knock your arrow, and then you kind of make that not split second, but a quick decision on your yardage, and you shoot it for it. So that's another fun way.
That animal was at, you know, fill in the blank 30 yards, and it's moved. I mean, that's what they do. They don't tend to stay right there. Hey, elk, I just ranged you at 26 yards. Hold on a second. I'm going to, you know, get ready. Sure. So anyway, looking forward to that. Get out. You know, one last thing. If you're going to come to one of these events, they're not single day events. Although you can make them a single day event.
Most of them.
Bring a tent. Bring a camping trailer. Bring whatever it is that you have. And that's 60 to 80% of the fun. Most everybody that are going are camping out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be get togethers at night. Everyone wakes up in the morning to make coffee. It's a lot of fun. So if you can, plan the weekend of it. Enjoy it. Spend some time there. Get to know some people. I get messages all the time about, you know, what setup are you shooting? I got 4 or 5 of them just from sending a couple videos out on social media yesterday at Bowtech. What kind of rest are you shooting? Why are you shooting that? What do you like about it? What kind of... I couldn't believe it. I thought it was just from the same person on a bunch of different accounts, but it was, what kind of release are you shooting? Hey, I had that same problem with my neck. What is this? So when you go to these shoots, you can actually see, you know, whether it's people that you follow on social media, whether it's somebody that you've always wanted to go, hey, this person shoots really well. What are they using? How do they do it? Can I watch them? Can I maybe chat with them? And I'll guarantee you that 100% of those people that you meet are going to want to share that experience with you and chat you about. So anyway, where do you find us?
If you'd like more, you can reach out, elevationfitnesstraining.com. We have a little link at the very bottom of our homepage where you can ask us questions, send comments. If there's things you want to, you know, ask us or topics you want us to talk about on the podcast, feel free to reach out there. You can also find us on social, Instagram, Facebook, Elevation Fitness Training. My personal Instagram is Her Outdoor Journey. Stevens is HuntFit_08. And then be sure to subscribe to the podcast. If you're enjoying what we're putting out, leave a review, give us a comment, let us know, like I said, if there's something you want to hear about.
Heck yeah. Facebook, Stephen Dunn and Courtney Levesque, or Elevation Fitness Training.
Don't Facebook
as well.
Me. Don't Facebook me.
Just Facebook. Yeah. We're going to break her into the Facebook. She doesn't like it, but that's what we got to do. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Get out, you know, get on a calendar, a shooting calendar. They've got them everywhere. Figure out where these three shoots are. You've more than likely there's several local shoots that you've just never gone to because for some reason they just don't market those things very well. So anyway, if you're an organizer for a 3D shoot, market it so we know where you are. So, or if you have any questions about, you know, any of that kind of stuff, you can reach out and ask us. We'll let you know. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Wednesday and we'll see you guys soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the show. It means a lot to us.
But seriously, though, I really appreciate your ear. And it would mean the world to me if you would rate our podcast. If you didn't like it, 1-star it. But if you did, a 5 is even better. Don't forget to comment, like, share, and hit that subscribe button. Thanks again for tuning into the show. Some other podcasts that you should definitely check out are
Eastman Elevating with Bride and Barney,
and Hunt Harvest Health with Ryan and Hillary Lambers.
Some other YouTube channels to check out:
Hardworking Hunter, Sterling's Extremes Outdoors, and Lane Walter Productions.
And a special thanks to
Maven Optics, Six Sight Gear, Dark Energy Tech, Shield Mountain Outdoors, The Outdoor Insiders, Iron Mind Hunting, Valkyrie Archery, and Gannett Ridge Sporting Equipment.